The stark fact that unemployment in Britain has now reached 1.9 million, a level not seen since the mid-30s, provides this morning's papers with their main theme. The Daily Express sums it up. A job lost every 20 seconds. And the Mirror forecasts that by Christmas, 2 million will be out of work, enough to form a dole queue stretching from Land's End to John O'Groats. The Times says the figures are all the worse for having outpaced the most pessimistic forecasts. The Daily Star uses a picture of young Steve O'Neill to illustrate the tragedy. He's 16 and a half and his job prospects are nil. The Mail repeats Mrs. Thatcher's declaration that there can be no miracle cure. All the papers agree, the figures are shocking, but opinions about who's at fault and what should be done vary. The Telegraph says it's the bitter harvest of the follies of our masters over many years, and it calls on the government to stand firm on its present policies. The Times maintains that only a policy aimed at bringing down inflation will provide a long-term cure for unemployment. And there's a similar sentiment in The Sun.